She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? The Film and Everything Podcast. Welcome. We're back with, we're doing another, I guess, double review today. We're going to be talking about the new Netflix film starring Chris Hemsworth, Extraction. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. And then next episode, we are going to be talking about, I finally caught up to Clone Wars. So I was able to see the newest episode from that came out yesterday, right? It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
The new episode?
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
So we're going to be talking about those two today, two separate episodes. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about Extraction. So let's just get right into it. The first thing I wanted to mention before we start reviewing it is it's produced by the Russo brothers, right? They did Civil War, Endgame, Winter Soldier, all that. It's written by Joe Russo in specific, and it's directed by I had his name right here, Sam Hargrave. And I just found out right now, I was reading up on him. So this is actually his first movie. He was a stunt coordinator for, I believe it was Civil War, in the MCU. So that's how he knows the Russo brothers. So that's pretty much how he got, I'm assuming, this gig. It's his first directorial debut. Yeah, he's a stunt coordinator. He was stunt coordinator for Civil War and Endgame. So through those two, I guess the Russo brothers kind of started their own company or something, because they did 21 Bridges, and now they're doing this one with Netflix. So this is like his first movie, like directing, which is cool. I like seeing these stunt coordinators start, you know, moving into the director's chair. I think the director of John Wick was a stunt guy as well. So that's cool to see. So it was written by Joe Russo, Sam Hargrave, and I think he does really good in this movie. It's funny because when you see these stunt coordinator guys moving into directing, you can see their appreciation for stunt work and all that stuff. You know, especially here in this movie. This movie has, what is it, like a 12-minute long take? I think it's 12-minute, which is, it's actually really impressive. It's 12 minutes. It has the editing tricks. Yeah, of course. No long take can go that long, but it goes from in a car to outside a car into a building. I mean, this long take takes you everywhere, you know? And I actually just saw the video that you sent me of the behind the scenes, which I'll show it to you guys right now. When we're editing this, you can tell he's a stunt guy because it's him on the front of the car. He's literally belted onto the hood of a car, holding onto the camera, and it's the scene of the car driving, and he's just going for it. And I mean, the cars are right, like he can get his legs crushed if they mess up, and he's just going for it. And then the car stops in the car chase, and he gets off, follows the car, hands the camera into the next guy in the car waiting, and then it keeps going from there. It's really impressive, and I think it works for this movie, because that was the big selling point for this movie. Like, that's what Netflix was going on about. It was like the long take, because long takes are like a thing right now, you know. And I like it. I love long takes. I mean, we just saw a whole 1917 was a whole movie designed to be a one long take, you know. So, and I'm cool with it. I love it. In this movie, I think there was there was one error that we had noticed. There was one continuity error in the long take, and I think it was due to the fact that they wanted to keep it being a long take, you know, where the character in the truck couldn't have kept going forward because there was a blockade in the way, but you know, the camera was following them, and I guess in sake for the aesthetic of the long take, they kept them just going straight. And it's just a continuity error. It's not a big deal. I let it go. But it's something that I noticed that it does take you away a little bit. But we'll get into that more in detail, I guess, when we get into the spoilers. But what did you think of the movie as a whole? Extraction.
Was
Chris
good.
Hemsworth, you know?
The action was good. I didn't give two shits with the story. Mm. Like, I didn't really...
Well, here's the mic a little bit, yeah.
I didn't really care about the story. It was very generic.
Yeah.
Generic story. But I thought Chris Hemsworth did really good. Because I wasn't too sure at first. I was like, Chris Hemsworth in a, like, this action type role. Like, I don't know. I don't know if, like, it was going to, like... Because you look at Chris Hemsworth, it's just Thor.
Yeah, and Thor. He's been doing more comedies than anything else. Yeah. You know?
So this is, like, his first time, like me seeing... Because I never saw him in... what was that movie? That war film
13. This 13 Horses or something like that.
12 Horses or something?
Yeah, something like that. It was a war film. It was a war movie, yeah.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't hear much about it.
I don't think it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But... He did good, though. I was surprised.
Like, yeah, he did.
Because he's always like Thor. I always see him as Thor. So yeah. It's hard for me to see him outside of
Him and Chris Evans
that.
Have the same problem where you just can't see them outside of those characters. It's really hard.
There's one way I actually been wanting to see with him in it. It's Bad Times in the El Real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They say that one's really good.
He plays like that crazy, like, I don't know if he's like a crazy guy or something.
I don't know. It's probably a comedic role or something. I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah, but he does do good in comedy movies.
Yeah, yeah. Comedy is definitely...
He does good in that. Like, he has, like good timing for it. And I think that was after Thor Ragnarok that really helped him with his, like, comedic
Yeah, and then he started doing all these other movies. And the director, Sam Hargrave, he was hesitant about Chris Hemsworth at first. But I think it was something with the Russo brothers. They kind of, like, told him, oh, you should really check him out. He's really good or something like that. And then they were, like...
Because he probably was, like, he wasn't sure. Like
probably because of the physical toll of the... Because the action, I mean, most of the action... Looks like it's Chris Hemsworth doing it. I saw an article. Chris Hemsworth said it was exhausting. Like, the work that went into doing this movie. Like, the action and
imagine
all.
Imagine Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. So, he was saying it was exhausting.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, he had to, like...
Yeah. So, that was probably one of the main reasons they probably weren't sure if he can handle
that. Yeah, because they probably wanted someone who can handle that action.
And that could keep up with
it. I have a feeling he was going to cast a stunt guy for it. He probably wanted to cast one of his, like, stunt guys that are good.
That can handle the action.
That can just, like, get, like... Because, obviously, you cast a stunt guy, they're just... They know what to do. I think the Raid is, like, stunt people.
Yeah.
Raid.
Yeah.
So, why I think why it works so well, because they're all stunt guys, and they know what to do. That's their job.
Yeah, and it keeps the action, you know,
yeah,
looking
he was
good.
Probably, he was probably worried about... Well, this is me talking out my ass, but... Like, he was probably worried... About, like, the action where he had to, like, shoot it differently because...
Yeah, what if he can't keep up? What if he can't keep up?
He couldn't keep up with it, so he had to, like, you know, shoot it differently.
But he does really, like, the action, there's some hand-to-hand combat scenes where he kept up. Like, he was at a good pace. Like, this movie...
He put in the work.
The action was really well done. Yeah. It didn't feel slow because action movies
could
feel slow.
You can tell the movie takes off from John Wick. You can just tell, like, the way he's fighting... It's very, like,
John
Wick style.
Yeah, John Wick changed the game, for sure, with
action
movies.
I'm glad, because sometimes action movies are not...
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, like, when you look at back at Bourne...
And, all the cutting.
And all the cutting, it's like, man, you know what? Like, the fighting, it was with Bourne Ultimatum?
Yeah, it was very cutty.
And I was like, man, that's
hard to keep up with. Yeah.
Good, but then you look at John Wick, and shit.
Yeah, and this movie, you can tell, and again, it's another stunt coordinator. I wouldn't be surprised if they even know each other or something, but... Heavily influenced by John Wick's action, but it's really well done. And I like that Chris Hemsworth is actually
doing
see him, and it's like really fast. It's really it's believable. It's not slow because I hate seeing these action movies where they're trying to fight, and it's very like
unless it's like Atomic Blonde. Atomic Blonde, in a sense of it was more like how you see him tired, and they're still
that's fine. You know, like but that. Just I mean in the sense of like they're trying to make it look fast, and they try using camera tricks
like a Gemini Man.
Oh yeah, no, like, I forgot about that movie. That
it kind of makes it like it wants to seem fast, but it's really like
it's not. Yeah, but this movie, I agree. The action is really good. I think what holds it back a little bit is the story is it's a very straightforward story.
It's a brutal movie.
Extraction. He needs to go, a kid from this gangster in one part of India. There's like this border in between, and. One drug lord kidnapped.
You know what I like too
the
about
the child of the other drug lord,
What I like too about the whole like it was set in like what was it?
India,
right? What I like too how they kept the characters speaking their language, because you know sometimes in movies
it wasn't Americanized,
like you know sometimes in movies where they're from like this country or whatever, but they speak English, kind of like Ghost in the Shell.
Oh yeah.
Like there goes a child. Like, oh, like she should it's
Japanese.
Yeah, and yeah, like not... speak the language because it makes you more into that world a little bit.
Yeah.
Which that's why I like because like they went English, but mostly like what they stay true to like to their language.
Yeah, it
which
works.
I like that.
It does help. That does help movies a lot because I mean you look at Kill Bill. When she's in Tokyo, I believe it was, or something.
Yeah.
They're talking in that language. It just, you feel like, okay, it feels right. You're in that world. Obviously, yeah, Ghost in the Shell, they're just all talking English.
No, but weirdly, because the guy was speaking Japanese, and but she just, was responding in English.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But with this, yeah, I do like that. It feels true to the area and the location, yeah. and it is a very simple story. You know, one drug lord kidnaps the child of another drug lord.
It's in two separate,
in two separate cities of India. There's literally like a border in between. So Chris Hemsworth has to, and his team, extract the kid, bring him back.
Was that the director, the sniper guy?
I think so. Kind of looks like him, yeah. So it's very simple story. I mean, the beginning of the movie, it's just like, all right, here's your... action. Setup. Here's your setup, and let's get straight to the action. And it does. It goes right into it. The movie doesn't feel long or anything like that.
No.
The story at one point, I guess we can talk in spoilers. It's kind of like, oh wait, but like the movie could have been way shorter. But then I thought about it. I was like, okay, I get it. It's like the character development for Chris Hemsworth, and yeah, at the time he changes his mind, you know, throughout the movie. But at first I was like, oh, but this could have happened way back ago or something, you know, because it's a very simple story, and they obviously prolonged it. But yeah, the story, like emotionally with the characters and everything, I didn't care.
Did it just, you know, go fight?
It's a good, you know, and a part of me wonders if I feel this way because I didn't see it in theaters. I don't know why. Sometimes I feel like with Netflix movies, they always get that.
No, but this point probably when I got into theaters, though.
No, yeah, no, but a part of me wonders if, like, watching these movies at home, these Netflix movies, if that hurts it or something. Maybe if I was watching this in theaters with the action, would that have made it better? Would I have liked it more?
I don't think so.
I think about that, and not just about the characters, but even the action, and because sometimes seeing a movie in theaters and seeing the action and everything... just seeing it in theaters feels, it's just a whole different experience. And with Netflix lately, I've been feeling like, man, like, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But I mean,
Netflix
yeah.
Netflix is Netflix. That's just
yeah,
streaming.
That's just, but that's the thing. I'm like, man, like, you know, is that, you know, it helps. Streaming helps Netflix for sure. Because look, movie theaters are closed and they're still pumping out new movies. But a movie like this, an action movie like this, I feel like it deserves to be seen in theaters, especially with that technical achievement of doing that 12-minute long take. But, you know, that's just something that it is what it is. But with the characters in this movie, I wasn't emotionally invested in it. I didn't care. You know what I mean? So, but that's not really what you're there for. You are there for the action. It's an action thriller movie, and the action is entertaining. It's
even though there is enjoyable. Times in the action where he has like unlimited bullets,
it's very few. It very, doesn't like, seem it.
Not all the time, but there is times he shows him like reloading. But there is times where
there's times that I feel it's a little redundant. The whole like John Wick style, I'm all for it. But there was a point in the movie when I was already like, all right, like he's kind of killing these people pretty easily. You know what I mean? Where it kind of feels
I did notice that.
It feels run down, you know?
The one thing that I wasn't liking, which I noticed it, like, he does get beat up. But it's not from, like, when he's fighting, it's sort of when he just gets, like, shot or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the sense of, like, John Wick, like, you see John Wick get beat up really bad. And he's, like in John Wick 3, is it John Wick 3? Yeah, John Wick 3, where those two guys were beating him up. And he was throwing, I guess, like all the windows.
Yeah,
He kept getting kicked into the glass.
But John Wick, the thing is, it's aware of what it is. So they make it super over the top. And that's like the niche of John Wick.
When he's fighting the guards.
They like being brutal.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Like when he's fighting the guards, he wasn't really struggling. He was kind of killing them very easily.
He struggled. There was some struggling.
Yeah,
but
only struggled against characters that are involved with the story.
Yeah. He struggles a little bit, but
like,
it's not.
I forgot the movie. Shit. I'm trying to remember the movie. I want to say kind of like Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Like they beat up easily, but then when they face a character in the story, it's like the same level.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
he does get beat up. But there is times where it's kind of easy.
There's times like with just the weapons, right? When in the shootouts, he's just it just looks like bodies standing in the way just to kind of kill people. I don't never see them actually shooting back or a little bit of back. It's just him just like he's just gunning these people down.
Yeah.
At first it's cool, but after a while I'm kind of like, okay, like sometimes you need some, because I'm already not invested in the story. Like, and that's a thing that I was kind of wondering about, like. There's a scene, I'm not going to get into spoilers yet, but there's a scene, you know, at the end, it's like that bridge scene. And I think that scene would have worked more if we actually cared about the characters a little bit more, you know, because it is like that, there's a shootout and it's this whole thing, but you don't have this sense of like urgency. It's just kind of like, okay, he's just gunning people down, you know, I don't know. And it wants you to care for the characters and everything, but I kind of didn't. And the action is great. But after a while, I was kind of already fatigued of the whole gun down, run, gun down, gun. Like, it's just like bodies standing there getting ready to get, waiting to get shot. After a while, I was already kind of like fatigued by it a little bit.
And I noticed sometimes it was kind of funny because it sounds like he was shooting, but his bullets actually missed. And the guy just fell.
Yeah. So
there was times where he was shooting, but like because I noticed it, like he shot one guy, but the bullet hit the dirt. Like next to him,
yeah,
didn't actually hit the guy, which I thought was funny.
I don't know,
but there is times where it's
too much. It's too much, yeah. Where there's no stakes or urgency.
I like it when you see the character like, so like even Atomic Blonde did that well too. Like you see her, she gets beat up,
them missing their shots, and there's that back and forth, and you know.
He's not always perfect
that shot. Intense, yeah, because it's just like one shot kill on everybody. After a while, it's like, I get it. I know John Wick does that. But the thing with John Wick is that that's the niche that they're going for. They know like that's cool, but they're making it so over the top. And the movie is self-aware of what it is.
Well, but John Wick, he does it, but sometimes he does.
But it's self-aware. It knows how ridiculous it is. I mean, you have him shooting under his, you know, the movie is self-aware. It's not trying to be too serious about it.
Yeah, like when he's fighting this guy, he's like reloading the gun and the guy's just waiting for him to die.
Yeah, it's self-aware. But this is a movie it's an action thriller, but it takes itself serious. It's a story that they want you to be invested in, you know, with the characters.
I just like the action.
Yeah, the action was good.
I like the action. That's it.
The long take is really impressive. It's really awesome. Did it go longer than I think it needed to? Maybe.
How long is the movie?
The movie's under two hours. It's an hour and 50. Yeah. It doesn't feel long at all. But again, there is like a portion of the movie where David Harbour's character comes in, and I like this character and all, like all but, that was cool, but that didn't need to happen, because but then it would make the movie a lot shorter, so you know I get why they did it, but I guess we can talk about that in spoilers. But overall, I mean, it's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, just no, but it's Netflix, free to watch, you Netflix know, and is Netflix doing, is doing well. Yeah,
yeah, because they did this one, Triple Frontier. I actually like Triple Frontier. I thought that was a good movie. It was a great cast.
Yeah.
Because that was actually a good movie. Like, it was a good heist film.
Yeah, I like Triple Frontier.
That was actually Triple pretty Frontier. Cool.
That one's pretty good.
Marriage Story.
Yeah. I like that Netflix is really experimenting a lot. Because they went from Irishman, Marriage Story, to an action movie like this. You know, they're taking everything and they're doing what they can. You know.
So supposedly Atomic Blonde 2 might be on Netflix.
Yeah. It's crazy how Netflix...
Because I guess no other studio didn't want to take it. I think Netflix is willing to...
Netflix, that's what I like about Netflix. They're willing to go for it. Because
I remember when Disney Plus was
coming. They're hungry.
When Disney Plus came out, everyone thought, oh, like, that was the end of Netflix. But Netflix is never going to go anywhere.
What's helping them right now is actually taking movies like this. They did. Yeah. They were able to do movies like Roma, movies like Marriage Story, movies like Irishman, that other studios. These are movies that people actually do want to see.
Stranger Things, Ozark.
Yeah, besides their shows, of course. But like, for me, what's really helping them... I know Stranger Things is going to end, and when that's out, and I'm not going to really care. Ozark I haven't seen yet. I heard it's really good. But what's really convincing me again and bringing me back with Netflix is their movie selections that they're doing. But yes, they are doing shitty movies like Spencer Confidential. No, but they have a broad range of movies.
But I feel like they're actually getting better because before they do really shitty movies, but I feel like now they're starting to do better films.
They're doing everything. You know, they're doing like, they're doing that Spencer Confidential with Mark Wahlberg that I heard was really bad, but then they're also doing movies like this. They're doing movies like Marriage Story. They're really just, they're really open with what they're allowing to make, and that's what I like about Netflix, because not a lot of studios are doing that. A lot of studios right now, it's either Marvel or DC or whatever.
The next is like Apple TV.
They're kind of Apple TV is leaning towards that too, but
The thing is that's a lot of streaming crap.
Yeah,
I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm cool with Netflix. They're really just experimenting with everything. They're not saying no. They're open to all sorts of movies. They're movies that you wouldn't, that you want to see that wouldn't get made anywhere else, because unfortunately, the studios right now, well, I mean, now there's nothing. But
the what's this guy, Martin Scorsese, like
Irishman.
He asked Apple. I think Apple is the one that's funding his new film. It's another $200 million budget film. That's crazy. I think Apple is the one that. So he's like saying, "Oh, like he does it again. He's scared away every
that's
like, sad. Netflix film."
He said it on the Hollywood Reporter Roundtable. He said that at first he was against it, but he has to thank Netflix. They're the ones that funded his movie, because times are changing so much that back then, yeah, he would be able to make a movie like The Irishman. But now that studios, that's not what they're looking for. And he said it's very unfortunate, but that he's grateful that studios like Netflix are there, that they're helping those people make those type of movies still and keeping them alive. Because maybe, yeah, maybe we wouldn't have gotten Irishman. Or like a Marriage Story.
I wonder what his new movie is going to be.
And it does give those movies more exposure, you know? So I'm happy with Netflix, what they're doing here. This movie's good, too. I like this movie.
$200 million.
Yeah, it's expensive, but, you know, hey.
But I wonder what he's doing with Leo and Robert De Niro. I wonder, like...
I have no idea what he's doing. He's going big budget here. I think he knows he's late in his career and he's just going big.
I think he knows that he's old. And he was like, oh, fuck it. You know, he's always, like... done those classic films.
Yeah.
Now he wants to do some big budget. Fuck it, just do
it. Yeah.
I don't know what, but I don't know what that $200 million is for. Is he de-aging Robert De Niro again?
Yeah, I hope not.
Is he like... Oh my God, what if he's like de-aging Leo and Robert De Niro?
All of them.
He like, it's like Leo as a kid and then Robert De Niro as like his father.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I mean, his movies are great.
Well, we don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's about or anything, but...
They're doing like a contest.
Yeah,
so
for extras.
You
can
be
like
a walk-on.
Yeah. But I'm you know, the streaming services, they are giving these directors that chance. So, and we get movies like
there's
this.
There's more work.
Yeah, there's more work, you know. So I did enjoy this movie. It's not, it's a good sit down, like exactly what we did. Have some popcorn, enjoy the action. You know, Chris Hemsworth does good. It's not much to the character. He has a good scene. But even that scene, we were kind of laughing because...
which one?
With Tyler, you know, in the bedroom scene.
No, but I was surprised he had to pull up the, with those tears.
Yeah.
He got the tears.
No, yeah, he did like good flowing. He did good with what he had. But I think the scenes that you're supposed to really care about these characters...
No,
it's you can tell that's not their priority. Their priority was the action. Yeah.
But I'm just surprised that he was able to, like...
No, yeah, he did
get
good.
Those tears flowing because every time like he was fighting, I always kept saying, "What's it?"
Mighty.
Yeah, like
you think of him as Thor. Yeah,
I am mighty.
No, but he does good.
People like I don't want to, like
he does good. Thor. You can tell he really wanted to do this and like get out of that comfort zone, you know. And I liked it. This for me is like a solid, like a 7. This is like a 7 out of 10 for me.
I was going to be nice. I'm going to give it an 8. I want to be nice just to the fact that, you know, it's a stunt guy. It's first time doing his film. I think he did really good for his first time.
No, he did.
And I really like the action. So I'm going to give it an 8 because I really, you know.
No, yeah, the action. Good. I want to see. I like these stunt coordinators directing movies.
Yeah, because anyway, that stunt guy probably, like, he's been in the business for so long. He sees how they work. He sees, like, okay, this is how they do this.
He knows how to do good action
scenes. He learns for them. So that's a way of him learning. Now he got the chance to do his own film, which is kind of cool. So I'm going to give it an A. I want to be nicer. So.
He does really good. The action is great. I mean, there's some scenes even when he's fighting the little kids, you know.
Yeah, like good comedy.
It's very fast-paced. You could, like, they didn't hold back. Like, they really... The action is believable. I was in shock with Chris Hemsworth because you see his face and you can tell it's him doing it.
Yeah, it's sort of
that was impressive.
Because the thing is, when... if the actor does the action, it makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Because look at Birds of Prey, like that was Marco Robbie doing that cool like flip and the bat,
and you can tell.
And you can tell there's not cutting. It's there's that no cutting. Shot differently. Yeah. You're not trying to hide their face.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's I enjoy. That's exactly what this movie's for. And that's what you should see it for. Just great action. You know, you're not gonna. Is it gonna make you want to cry? Maybe. I don't know. For me, it didn't. Laughing. But yeah. But the action is great. It's entertaining. The movie didn't feel long, even though it felt like it could have been shorter. But we'll get into that in spoilers. But I give it a 7. You give it an 8. We both enjoyed it. We would recommend it to you guys if you haven't seen it yet. Definitely Netflix, go check it out. It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's free. You know, you just watch it at home. So it's Chris Hemsworth in it. David Harbour's in it. They do well. They do well. It's a good action thriller. It's solid action. It's really good action. I really appreciate good action movies. Like,
yeah.
Because there's times when you see movies trying to do action, you're just like, ugh. Because the standards right now for action are so high. You know, John Wick raised the bar, and now, or even movies like The Raid or something, you know, that sets a standard that now when you see anything lower than that, you're just not invested.
The problem is action films, they cut too much.
Yeah.
And it's just so bad.
But they should.
And you can tell it's not the actor really doing it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, so that's not really the actor, so I'm not invested. That was my worry in this film. That I was like, oh, is he actually going to do the action?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be like a lot of cutting to make it seem like he's...
It's impressive. I mean, honestly, what sold me to wanting to watch this movie was the fact of the action. Watching the trailer, the little clips that I saw, I was like, oh, man, this looks like pretty cool. And that's exactly what I got, you know? Yeah, the shooting down people very easily get a little fatiguing towards the end.
I don't like comparing it too much to John Wick because it's not fair, but...
Yeah.
But in John Wick, in I think it was 3 or 2, where, okay, like, they notice he's killing people very easily, so what they do, they put full-on body armor on the people.
Yeah. Like John Wick is like a game at this point.
Yeah, like they're wearing like full on body armor and they have to shoot like special bullets to kill them, and then it's more work.
That's the thing with John Wick. It's very it's like a game. It's like watching a live game or something. Yeah. You know?
It's hard to not to compare this one to John Wick because it's very
The action is very similar. The action is very similar.
Because he even fights kind of like similar.
Yeah.
Like the way he fights, you know?
Yeah.
And you can tell like that was him doing like when I think it was in the beginning of the movie. When he's fighting that guy on the floor, he flips him over. Like, you can tell, like that's Chris Hemsworth doing that.
Chris Hemsworth, you can tell. I mean, he said it. He said it was exhausting. And I appreciate that. It shows, they didn't let him just rest easy. They told him, you need to, this is what we want. And that's why I think it's good having these stunt coordinator guys start doing movies, you know? Because they understand what it takes.
But they're actually, they can do. Like, these stunt people are doing very good action films.
They are.
Because they know how exciting. To do it. They know how to do it.
It's very exciting.
Have you seen those stunt people when they reenact a scene? How it actually looks better than the actual movie?
Yeah.
Because they know how to shoot it. They know how to do it. They know how to just do it better.
It's exciting. And I do want to get into spoilers. I do want to talk about the ending of this movie that everybody was talking about.
Well, there's one thing also I didn't like towards the end.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to get into spoilers right now, guys. So... If you want to stick around, great. If you haven't seen it and you want to go watch it, come back. That's great, too, as always. Thank you for watching and for listening. If you're going to stick around, because we're going to spoilers right now. And 3, 2, 1, let's do it. Okay, we're in spoiler territory, guys, so Chris Hemsworth dies in this movie, or so we thought.
He's alive.
Yeah, so Chris Hemsworth gets shot in the chest by a sniper.
Was it the chest?
Or maybe shoulder. It looked like the chest, but I'll say shoulder.
Armor. Yeah, body armor.
Yeah, no, but he was, you know, and then he got shot. I'm assuming from behind.
But I think it flesh
it nipped
him.
Through his neck. But he was kind of like this, and he was like bleeding out of his mouth. So they made it seem like he got shot this way. That's why I was a little confused because the kid was behind him. Unless he shot him from an angle and then it went in, you know, like this way.
I think he was bleeding. I think it went like I don't know if it went in.
He was bleeding out of his mouth.
Because he would have. I mean, I don't know. Don't you die instantly?
I don't know about instantly.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been shot in the neck, so I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either. But he was holding it in, and there was blood coming out of there and his mouth. So I was like, oh, shit, he's dead.
And, but I think it looked like I shot in the leg. Because he was, like, crawling, so I thought he got shot in the
I don't even know. But I know when he got shot in the neck, I was like, oh,
oh, and he dead. Got shot twice by that guy when which, he was the, going the one scene that...
The Last Stand. I thought The Last Stand was a little cheesy.
I didn't like The Last Stand. They did that pretty bad. I didn't like cheesy, it because he killed it very easily.
Still, yeah.
I was like, oh, I thought I was going to do, like, a Last Stand where he's defending... Like, going all out, and he dies. But there was only, like, three guys left.
Yeah.
And he killed them. So then he kills them. Then he's like, oh, I'm done. Then he walks away.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole Last Stand either. I was like, oh, really? Are they doing that right now? Because I thought he was shot, and he was just going down. Maybe he looks at the kid. They glance one more time, and he just drops. Like, that's it. It's done. And it was just a kid.
But then he
gets up, and then he was doing...
I didn't like the fact he got shot by that.
That kid. Yeah, that kid was annoying.
I was like, dude.
The kiss ass.
Yeah, the fucking kiss ass kills him.
That scene, he's like, I cut off my finger, boss. You know, are you impressed? He's like,
no. And the guy was like, you didn't have to do that, but sure.
Yeah, save your other finger.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that was a funny scene. That was a funny scene because I'm glad the boss told him that because, yeah, that kid was a little shit.
Yeah, because that's like the biggest
kiss. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Last Stand thing. I was like, it was enough that he was down on the ground and he told him to go.
It wasn't done right.
I didn't like that he actually got up and he was just like shooting. And it was like three people and he still killed them easily. And then he just stood. I don't know. I would have rather if he was gonna do that, just kind of like he's getting shot down.
It's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he's killing some of them, but he's getting shot in the process. And then that's, make it like epic. Don't
not like him gets up, shoots three people, and then he's walking back.
He fights one of them.
Yeah, and then he was walking back, and then he gets shot in the neck anyway. So I was like, And then, you know, he's holding on. He falls in the water because I guess he's always wanted to die in the water or something like that. He has a thing with the water.
He does?
Well, remember in the beginning of the movie?
He jumps in the water.
Yeah, but he was like kind of like nearing drowning or something. And then it's just like that thing. So I guess that's how he wants to die. Then the end of the movie, Ovi was like, I guess he's in swimming classes or something.
I don't know why.
Yeah. And then when he comes up from the water, he does the same holding his breath thing like Tyler. He comes up in the water, and you see in the blurred background a man.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
So everybody's like, oh, my God, he's alive. But I was like, how? You can't give us this whole dramatic moment of him dying, and then he's not dead. That's cheap.
Yeah, they didn't want to do it.
You're trying to, what is that they say, have your cake and eat it too, basically? Because, you know, it's got to be one or the other. You can't go through this, make us go through like this emotional moment where you're pretty sure he's dead and then, oh no, he's back. You're playing it, it's kind of playing it safe. You're trying to do two and one.
You can tell, have your cake and eat it too, you know. That's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
You,
who else would it be?
Who else would be a 6'5 blonde hair big guy?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, he's the only guy in the movie that resembles that look.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one. Like,
yeah, because it's not like it's Ovi's dad because he's in jail.
No, I know.
And he's not 6 foot tall, white, blonde guy.
And he has a big ass beard.
Yeah, so.
So that's not Ovi.
And the way they ended it, it's teasing you like, yeah, that's him. And
how did he?
I get why they did it because now it's that open discussion on Twitter.
When he fell in the water, I knew he wasn't dead. Because in the sense, if you're gonna kill an actor,
left it open, yeah.
When you're gonna kill the main guy, you always show it on screen. Once they fall out screen, like he falls into a water or something, it's leaving it open.
Yeah, they leave it open. But if he was gonna survive, if he was planning on surviving, he could have just walked towards them. Unless he was too far deep in the bridge or something, but he could have went. They were covering him. You know what I mean?
That's why he's the one that didn't shoot that kid.
He could have, like, walked towards them and get in the chopper. But he told the kid... that's what I'm saying. They had this whole moment of, like, go, run. He jumped in the water. I thought that's where he wanted to die. He even had the flashbacks of his kid. They did the whole emotional beat that you need to do when a character's dying.
I feel like the who was Joe Russo?
Yeah.
I feel like he didn't... I feel like he got scared. Like he didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to close off the story like that.
Because it's supposed to want to do a sequel.
Yeah, so there's talks about sequels and this whole more stories with Tyler Rake.
My Extraction 2.
Yeah.
Ovi gets kidnapped again.
It's like Taken all over again. But I get that. But if you're going to make us go through this whole emotional beat and he gets the flashbacks and he's, and this whole dramatic thing.
And then they ruin that last stand.
And then when he's... And then at the final shot of the movie, it's him. So it's like, oh, but you kind of just... You chickened out. you know, you can't do that because that just undermines everything before that now.
Yeah.
If you're going to kill him off, kill him off. If not, okay, then have him survive.
Yeah.
But don't do this whole... And I know why they did it. They did it for, like, that shock value, right? Because we did think he was dead, and then we saw him, we're like, what? And it opens up that debate on Twitter. Everybody's, it gets people to talk about it. But and it leaves it open for a sequel.
It's literally him.
Yeah, but it's still being talked about.
Because you can kind of see his face a little bit. It's literally Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but people are talking about it, you know? And it keeps it open for if the movie's a success, a sequel, this or that. Yeah. It doesn't close off the story. I didn't like that too much because if you got to do one or the other.
He should have died.
If you want to leave it open, leave it open. But don't give us this whole thing like he is dead. And you want us to feel that, and then you kind of be, in, you know, chicken out and be like, okay, no, he's alive. Then it's like, why did you, you know what I mean?
Because that water scene was like the next scene.
Yeah. It was right away. That was the end of the movie. And, I mean, the girl goes back for revenge, his partner, and kills the drug lord. And that's why I was like, oh, okay, they got the revenge for him. And I was like, okay, cool. But then it's like, oh, he's still alive. I was like, oh.
So what the fuck?
Whatever. You know, I didn't like that too much. And also... The family member that loses the kid, right, that tried to screw over the extraction team, he pretty much said he was going to pay them. And then when they got the kid, he tried to shoot them down and get the kid so that he doesn't have to pay him the second half of the money. That's where things go wrong. And then Chris Hemsworth's character, when they find this out, he's like, no, I'm still doing the job, you know, because I need the money or something like that. Like, they're going to get their money regardless. But they were, like, fighting this guy. At first, I get it because I thought the family member was bad, right? Like, I thought it was like you know, maybe he's in on it or something. Okay, cool. I get that. So now he's like, it's like a little twisted. But really, he was just trying to screw them over to not pay fully. So then by midway in the movie, I was thinking about, I was like, why doesn't Chris Hemsworth, if he cares about the kid now, just give him back to the guy if you found out that he just didn't want to pay you? And then he does. He calls him and all that. But I was like, man, that could have happened. They didn't have to go through the David Harbour character, because David Harbour's character wanted to kill him for the money. And at that point, he was already, maybe he didn't care enough about the kid yet or something. But there was a point where I was like, man, because at one point, you know, the girl was like, yeah, just leave the kid. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. So it's like, at that point, you kind of see that he cared for the kid already, but you still weren't giving him back to his family. So I guess he still wanted the money until eventually he realized, like, the money doesn't matter, blah, 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 you know, the whole moral story. But, yeah, that could have saved, like, 20, 30 minutes with the whole David Harbour character. Yeah. But we got David Harbour in the movie. I'm cool with that, you know, and that whole thing. That's why it's a 7 for me. Little stuff like that. The ending, I was like, oh, come on. You can't go both ways. It's got to – if you want to make us – he's shot and he's falling out of the water. He got shot. He fell out the bridge and landed in the water, and we don't see him again. Oh, okay. Your brain is kind of like, oh shit, maybe he's dead, maybe he's not. Then you find out he's not.
Yeah, you can't show.
But you can't make us think, like, you can't make us, but like, show us every emotional beat. Like, this character, it's pretty. The movie's telling us this character's dead.
It's sort of like Lion King, where the dad.
Yeah.
Like he's one of the, like, this whole thing's gonna die, but then he ends up being saved. And yeah. It's like, no, like, if you're gonna kill him, kill him.
You can't make us go through all that emotional beat. Because they did every trick in the book. He had his last stand. He got shot in the neck. He had a full flash daydream of his kid. And then fell. He had a whole gladiator moment. But Russell Crowe dies.
Yeah.
That's like if Russell Crowe comes out in the end after all that. He's like, you know, I'm back.
Bitches.
You know.
Yeah. Like, no,
I didn't like that. But it's fine. I get why. It does stir up that debate on Twitter.
It's not like a debate.
Yeah, but it gets people talking about it.
It's kind of obvious.
And it's open for a sequel. So I understand why they did it. And this is coming from Joe Russo, Anthony. These guys, I mean, they're the ultimate people in, you know, tropey and leaving things open. Because they were working in the MCU.
Too much.
I didn't like it, but I understand why.
It should have ended if him falling in the water, because once he falls in the water, it leaves it open still, but you're not showing it.
I just don't think they should have done everything before that. That was cheap. You're having your cake and eating it too.
What you do is you take out the scene of him in him in the background when the kid gets out of the water. You take that out, and you just leave him falling into the water in the bridge. And it's still open. Like, oh, he could survive it, because we've seen it a million times in movies. But it's the fact that after you gave us that, you cut to the kid in the water coming up.
The and sad music.
And it's like, oh, okay, so you just so now you show me he's alive, and it's honest. It's so
clear. If they're gonna do that, but then don't, because you're just trying to have it both ways. It just that's cheap, you know, and it's fine. I get why they did it, because again, people are talking about it. It leaves it open for a sequel. It leaves people excited. I don't know what sequel they're gonna do because you know. But
I don't know what sequel. Extraction 2.
They can just you know, it's open for anything.
But
you know?
What? I mean, they didn't kill the mob guy.
So, yeah, they killed him. So, I don't know.
So who's the dad?
Who knows? But yeah. Anything else that we didn't talk about before we wrap it up? Because we are gonna get into. I want to talk about that Clone Wars episode and the season so far. Because I'm like fresh. off in Clone Wars, but anything else before we wrap it up for Extraction?
He should have died,
but I understand why. So
but he should have just fallen in the bridge.
It was cheap. It was just a cheap move,
because even the shot, it shows after the kid looking over the water
and he wasn't there,
like,
and it fades, like, it, he's dead. So it's like, again, they wanted the two for one. They wanted you to have the emotional tug.
They did a Rian Johnson subvert expectations.
They wanted to tug at your heartstrings fully to make you.
I mean, I didn't really give a shit about his character anyway.
Yeah, no, I didn't care. But it's just like, really? You know? But whatever. It is what it is. You know?
We'll see in a sequel.
We still enjoyed it, guys. It's just little issues that we have with spoilers. But definitely check it out. And if you're still here and you've seen it, let us know what you think. Did you enjoy the movie? Did you like the ending? Do you agree with us? Disagree? Let us know, guys. We're always, you know, open for debate in the comment section and stuff like that. So thank you guys so much. Hopefully you enjoyed our review on Extraction. What we're going to be reviewing next, I have no idea because there's nothing new coming out. We'll be talking about Clone Wars this next episode and also the finale next week and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that. And I am going to do an episode soon of... I just kind of want to talk about, I don't know if I'm going to do a video episode or just the audio, but just everything that we've been watching lately. We've been watching all the Tarantino's movies and just a lot of coming of age movies, some comedies, and just kind of like, just talk about what we've been watching throughout all this time. And just to give you guys those recommendations to watch it and check it out. Good movies that we've seen that we think you guys would enjoy. But other than that, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to leave a like if you made it this far. Subscribe. We're going to be doing a lot more stuff coming soon. So hopefully you enjoyed it. And goodbye, guys. Thank you.
Till next time.